Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Philippians chapter 4. In verse 6, it says, "Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." It's very simple what he's saying, guys. In everything, relax. In everything, relax. You ever feel like a mountain's going to crash on your head? Relax. God can move mountains. Be anxious for nothing. Never find yourself in a situation where you're getting anxious, where you're getting nervous, you're getting apprehensive, you're looking at the circumstance, and you're evaluating it. Young people, listen to this. Be careful not to evaluate your circumstance by the way the circumstance appears. The way that it appears is really determined by the way you think. It is not determined by what the circumstance is. You guys understand that? It's important that you remember that. You never evaluate a circumstance by the way that it looks. Don't even look at it. You may have to deal with it. Yes, be responsible. Yes, do the best you can. But the truth of the matter is, circumstances are never what they appear to be. Circumstances actually, as we experience them, are the way that we think about them. Because the circumstance itself can do nothing. Now, you may say, "I'm in a really bad position here." Let's say you have somebody who's in a car crash. And as they're in a car crash, when this happens, your brain works in such a way that time appears to slow down. That's in truth because your brain really speeds up. And it does. It starts processing much faster. And because it does that, everything looks around you like it's in slow motion. If you have never had that happen, it will eventually take place. You're going to get into something and all of a sudden everything will be in slow motion. You guys know what I'm talking about? Of course you do. That's actually the way the brain works. When you get into something that you think is going to be hard, difficult, dangerous, whatever, all of a sudden the brain starts working really fast and the world appears to go really slow. And you actually have time to think about things. And you say, "Wow, that seemed like it took a long time," and it actually only took like a second. But it's really about how your brain works. You see, it's all about the brain as to what circumstances actually are. Because the circumstance itself is nothing. A person's in the middle of a car crash, and maybe the airbags are going off, and there's a car that's plowing through their fender. And they may say to themselves at that moment, "This looks bad." And sometimes people will say to themselves, "I may die here." But in reality, it's equally possible to say to yourself, "God is going to help me here right now." And that's truth. That's truth. There's a lot of times when something happens that's difficult or dangerous, and people come out on the other side of it and they say, "I thought I was going to die. But nothing happened." Well, you see, here's the thing. The circumstance did not tell them what was really going on. Never evaluate your circumstance by the way it looks. Because God is in charge of your circumstances. There's been plenty of times when things looked incredibly bad, and God changed the outcome from what it looked like it would be. Let me give you an example. There are several soldiers that I read about who were in the war in Iraq. And one of the things one of these soldiers said was, When a bullet is fired, you can hear it. You can't see it, but you can hear it. And he said he heard the bullets. He knew that the bullet, because of the sound, was heading right for him. Now, bullets move extremely fast. And he said it was moving right for him. When it's heading right for you, you really don't have time to get out of the way, because your body can't respond fast enough. And this soldier said he heard the bullet, it was going right for him, and it went right around him. Now, if he thought about the circumstance, he would say, this circumstance looks really bad. There's a bullet heading right for me. But then the next moment, he thought, that bullet is going right around me. This circumstance is not nearly as bad as I thought it was. God was in charge of that soldier's circumstance. That soldier was a Christian, and God took care of him to where not even a bullet fired at him could have an impact. God just sent it around him so it wouldn't hit him. In the Revolutionary War, George Washington was in war. Okay, he was the leader of the Revolutionary War. And he had a situation that looked really bad. And a lot of people, a lot of the British soldiers were shooting at him as he was riding his horse, and they could see him, and he was in the line of fire, and they were shooting at him. And there must have been thousands of bullets shot at him. Not one bullet was able to hit him, because God made sure it wouldn't. When the Bible says that God is our shield, it means God is our shield. When it says God is our strength, it means God really does give us strength. When he said, no weapon formed against you can prosper, as George Washington or that soldier, literally no weapon that was used against them could prosper. The same thing happened a few years ago in Israel. Israel was at war with a group that wants to destroy Israel. They're very wicked. And they were at war with them, and this group of people who have their own army were firing rockets at Israel. And none of the rockets could hit their target. And it blew everybody's mind. And there was a reporter who asked the enemy general, what's wrong with your rockets? They can't hit anything. And the general said, there's nothing wrong with our rockets. Their God keeps throwing our rockets off course. And that's exactly right. God says, angel, take care of those rockets. A rocket is going on. And the angel goes, ding, and the rocket goes over there. You see, you never have to get anxious about anything. Your circumstance is never what it appears to be. You can't evaluate your circumstance by the way it looks. Somebody shooting a gun at you or a rocket heading your way, that's going to look bad. But in fact, it was nothing. Nothing bad came out of it. Why? Because your circumstances are controlled by God. And because everything about your life, small and big, even the tiny details, are controlled by God, you can relax with everything. There's never going to be a time when God's going to say, okay, you're on your own. Never. Something happens and God says, let me take care of it. And he does. And that's the wild thing. The more this happens, the more you realize God just takes care of it. God's there to help you. God's there to take care of you. If you're hungry, God will make sure you get something to eat. God's like that. There'll never be a time when you have to worry. You can always relax. Worry comes when I simply don't trust him. But even if I don't trust him, he'll stay take care of me because he still loves me. The fact that I may not trust him for a few moments doesn't change the fact that he loves me. You may have times when you're kind of wondering and scratching your head and maybe you're tempted by something. That doesn't change the fact that God loves you, and it doesn't change the fact that God is going to take care of you. And in those times when temptation does come, just throw away the temptation. Don't do it. Remember, temptation is from the devil. The devil is not your friend. He is your enemy. Don't cooperate with your enemy. It's like, imagine that the American soldier said to the Iraqi soldier, "Oh, you missed," and he shot himself. "Let me give you a hand." Wouldn't that be silly? Of course it would be silly. You don't cooperate with your enemy. You don't cooperate with the devil. He is your enemy. If he tells you do something and he's going to whisper in your ear, "Do something, you know it's wrong, but do it anyway. It's going to be awesome." He said, "You're lying. It's not going to be awesome. It's going to be terrible, and I'm not going to do it." And if he wants to keep talking to you, say, "Hey, you know what? I'm closer to God than you are. Get lost." That's how you respond to him. Because God lives in you and he doesn't live in that twit. Here's the thing, guys. You never have to worry. You can relax in everything. So the next time something happens and it makes you nervous or anxious or scared, don't worry about it. God's got it. He's got a handle on it. Nothing bad's going to happen. Anything that happens is only there because God said so. And even if it looks tough, even if it looks bad, it's not. The Bible says over and over that those things that even look bad are actually for your benefit. They're going to come out really good in the end. So you don't have to be afraid of anything. I'll never forget this one story that this lady told. There was a guy who held a gun to her. And he was going to rob her. And she turns around and says to this guy, "Put that gun down." She says, "I'm taking authority over you. God is in me. He's not in you. You put that gun down." And the guy was flipped out and he put the gun down. And she was standing outside a bus station when it happened. She said, "You put that gun." And he did. And she said to him, "Now you're going to get saved. You're going to accept Christ as your Savior. You're going to get saved. You're going to pray right now." And he did. And he got saved right there. And she said, "I'm going to go call the police. You're going to sit on that bench right there until the police get there. And here's a Bible and just start reading it now." And he did. And the police came and she called the police and she says, "Yeah, the guy you're looking for, he's going to be sitting on a bench at the bus station reading a Bible." And they thought she was nuts. And sure enough, the police came and he was sitting there on a bench reading a Bible. You see, she knew who she had on her side and God is on your side. And you can actually be very bold because God is on your side. He lives in you. That's the thing. It's not like, "God, are you going to show up?" No, you're there. God's there. He lives inside of you. It's like, you know what it's like? If you think God isn't going to show up, "Are my kidneys going to show up?" What do you mean, are your kidneys going to show up? Of course they're going to show up. You're there. Your kidneys are a part of you. Well, you know what? God's going to show up wherever you are because he's living inside of you. He has no other option. He must show up. He's in you. If you're there, he's there. And if he's there, you can be very confident and you never have to be afraid and you can relax in everything because he's got it. You understand? Okay, that's it for today.